Hey, DJ Barrett-Salee with CBS Sports. You've gone through a lot of changes, obviously, as a program. Matt Canada coming in, and then Danny Etling, you know, last year getting the job in the middle of the season, and then now having essentially the job all offseason. How have you seen him grow with that offense, and what changes in the offense have you seen personally?
Seeing Danny work every day, he worked really hard. He's pretty consistent on his work ethic. And then, you know, putting that also with Coach Canada's work ethic and his excitement is really just, it's really coming together. Him and Coach Canada talk a lot about, you know, different schemes, and they both study the game. So it kind of forces us to study the game as well. You know, we both studying all the time. We break it down different defenses. And we kind of do that for fun, you know, not even as a team. You know, we're doing it just because, hey, we're bored, let's go in and watch some film. So it's been a big change this year.
Also here in the front row, left side.
Dan Matthews at Gridiron. Now, sticking with the quarterback, so what have you seen from Miles and even Lowell, and how much is he able to do now off that knee?
I haven't seen Miles as much. I've seen him a few times, 7-on-7. Definitely has a bright future. He always listening to Danny. You know, Danny's helping him out. So that room right there is really building each other up. And then, you know, Lowell is very athletic, has a strong left arm. So even still, I have to get ready for that left arm when I'm coming across the middle or something, because he definitely can put it there. And so he's very athletic as well. Like I said earlier, he can run. So very big kid as well. So I think he has a bright future as well.
Left side, second row.
DJ, I don't have to ask you where you were at the end of the Auburn game last year. You were catching the ball on the play that never happened. Can you kind of roll back and try to remember what that was like for you and your team, and what your mind was going through during those last few seconds?
Well, I just remember us trying to get to the line real quick, and so I was on the right side, so I knew I was going to be on the ball, so I just stepped on the line and stayed completely still because I didn't want a penalty to be thrown on me. So when the ball was snapped, I took off. I got to the back of the end zone, and the guy jumped the Leonard's route, which left me right there, like right exactly in the corner, and I saw Danny rolling down, and he threw it, and just reaction, I just caught it, and as I hit the ground, I looked to see if it was a touchdown. So I looked at the referee, and he put his hands up. So everybody kept asking me, did I catch it? Did I catch it? And then I thought they was reviewing the catch. So I was asking, are they reviewing the catch? And everybody at the time, we thought that's what they were reviewing. And they was like, yes, that's what we're reviewing. So we started celebrating. You know, they picked me up. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they told us that, hey, it wasn't any time left. And so that was really hard on the team. My teammates helped me out, helped build me back up, get ready for the next week. Kind of like getting on a roller coaster. You know, you're excited at first, and then they go high, and then you're like, why did I get on this roller coaster, you know? Yeah, I was being so excited, and then once you realize, hey, we didn't win, like, dang, why we celebrated? Like, yeah, that's how I kind of felt.
Left side here, second row.
Chris Walsh, SEC Country. Just as a whole, what's the toughest defense that you see on a regular basis? Well, toughest defense that you see, and who's the toughest individual to face, do you think?
You're speaking of our other teams. It'd have to be, you know, Alabama. You know, they defensive line really wreak havoc every game they play. So you got to find ways to get open. You got to get open quick. So facing them, that's a challenge every year. Very smart, Coach Joel. So I think that'll be the probably the most disciplined and difficult team that we'll face. A player? It'll definitely have to come from our defense. So last year I was going against Tre'Davious White every time in one-on-ones, and that's a first-rounder. A legit first rounder. So, and then you go slot, you're facing Jamal Adams, another legit first rounder. So you really can't, you can't hide from it at practice. If you're not ready to compete that day, you're going to get exposed, because you can't go to the other side like, I'm going to go against him. Now you're going against the fastest man in college football. So it's kind of difficult at practice. So I think the best individuals that I face are definitely DBU.
Right side here, second row.
Nick Brown, ESPN, Ruston. I got to see you play in high school, and it seems like your career has just been real quick. It just seems like yesterday. Do you feel any added pressure? This is your last year, and as the go-to receiver, do you feel any pressure because of that?
You know, initially, I felt pressure. You know, coming back, all the eyes would be on me, but the way that the team really just came around, you know, guys accepted, everybody accepted their role. The team look up to me, so at this point, I'm very comfortable with my role, and the guys that's under me accept their role, and I always build them up. You know, I tell them that we can't go into the game expecting for all the passes to come to me. Like, I need other guys to step up, and they work hard at it every day, and it kind of brings us even closer as a room and as an offense and as an entire unit.
Next up, front row, left side.
DJ, a multi-part question for you on this one. First, do you have an impersonation of Coach O?
I do, but it won't do it justice. Let me think. Okay, so every time I see him, he'll come up. Like, if we're in a football setting, he'll be like, hey, DJ, what's my favorite play? And be like, go deep, Coach. And he'll be like, yeah, go deep, baby.
So how often do you do that impersonation to his face?
I haven't did it yet, but we was making fun of him on the plane ride here. Somebody had tweeted guy something, we was looking at it, and the joke was similar to, like, speaking from Geis' point, Geis was like, hey, Coach O, what should I wear? And the person typed that Coach O was like, ABFGIS, so you don't really know what he said. And so guys technically would be like, okay, so I wear salmon. So yeah, we'll joke around them sometime. But yeah, that's the first time I ever tried to do an impersonation.